Obama's re-election has literally split America in half, or should I say, shattered it into pieces. With his narrow victory over Romney, Obama has ensured the death of the middle class and opened the door to his Marxist agenda, creating a nation of endless entitlements and dependency. Beneath the surface of American public life lies a profound discontent, where the best and the brightest have withdrawn and all but disappeared from public life. Men like Ron Paul and Dennis Kucinich have been betrayed and sidelined, while others also opposing the Jewish lobby, such as James Traficant, Cynthia McKinney, and Paul Craig Roberts, have either been framed, smeared, jailed, or muscled out of power. You see, it's only those who serve and obey the Jewish lobby who are permitted to remain in power. And the same names who have turned America into a colony of Israel and an open-air prison, Lieberman, Levin, Feinstein, Schumer, Cantor, will continue to dictate orders to Obama as America is reinvented into a socialist caste system resting on the so-called redistribution of wealth. In Obama's new social order, where skin color and alternative lifestyle gave him the vote, America is left in tatters. Homosexuals are the new American heroes, championed by both Obama and the Jewish-owned media. Hanukkah and homosexual symbols abound, but Christian symbols are quickly being outlawed. A malignant socialist Supreme Court will soon be installed, federal centralization will intensify, and the middle class and small business graveyard will soon be awash with the corpses of the hopes and dreams of a once free and visionary America. And don't think for a minute that the elections of 2016 will solve anything, for with our Constitution shredded, martial law an ever-present threat, and 30,000 drones flying above us, as mandated by Carl Levin's NDAA, instead of an illusion of choice, there may be no further elections at all. It's time, my friends, to meld together into enclaves of shared morals and ideals, and to protect and nurture those values to pass on to posterity. For in Obama's new social order, there's no past to guide us, no present to inspire us, and a future that would only destroy us.